We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning with Dusty Hera and NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal in Michigan, most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one to stop me.
On 1080.
I'm the best ever.
The Fan.
Good morning. It is just after 6 a.m. Dusty Hera, Cam Cleland with you. We are live out at Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club.
The sun is coming up.
I know.
How about this? We actually see the sunlight.
Yes. There are. This is adding to a growing list of things that you and I have done that my wife and I have not, which is watch the sunrise together.
Oh, I would have to say I agree with that.
How about
I haven't
that?
Done that either with my wife.
You haven't done that with your wife?
Nope. That
well,
sucks.
Look at this.
We're
sharing a moment right now as the sun is coming up over the driving range. It is the Web.com Tours Winco Foods Portland Open, and it all gets underway this morning.
I wanted to ask you, did you feel a little bit guilty this morning what we did?
No.
We stole a golf cart.
Here's the thing.
We stole a golf cart.
We got here.
You were really nervous about it. You're like, I don't know if we should be doing this.
Well, okay. We got here in the parking lot. And it was pitch black out.
Yeah, it was early.
And by the way, you just are going to get yourself kicked out. And
no, not really.
We're 5 minutes into the show.
Yeah, the key was in it.
But we are sitting there in the parking lot, and nobody is around. It is pitch black out, and there's a golf cart sitting right next to where we parked our car.
And just to preface that, it feels like it's about a mile away from where our setup is.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Yeah. It's probably a good half mile. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. I'd say it's about a half mile.
No. I exaggerated.
Yeah, but, you know,
it's a long walk.
The point is, it's a long way away. And so Cam goes, we're taking this golf cart.
There was like 50 of them. And it's not like they're going to miss one.
If you haven't noticed from listening to the show at this time, Cam's grumpy in the morning. And when it's an hour earlier, he's even more grumpy. So I was like, all right, yeah, let's do this. And so we got into a golf cart, and we drove right up here, and we parked it over here. And so if Cam's not here for the remaining 2 hours and 55 minutes of the show, he has been 86th from the Winco Foods Portland Open.
Yeah, I like to manage my risks, and I felt very comfortable with this decision. I really did.
You should.
You were very nervous. You didn't feel comfortable. Was it the awkward part of you sticking your iPhone out the side so we could see because we didn't have any headlights?
I had to Ace Ventura our way of being the headlights through this. But no, here's the thing. I felt bad because keys are in it. It's a golf cart sitting there. I was like, what if some poor sap is sitting there trying to like run an errand at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Nobody runs errands at 5 in the morning.
He has to go to his boss and be like, look, I don't know where that thing went, but it's not here anymore.
Yeah. And well, we know where it is. It's parked right behind us. Uh-huh. And it's there.
It'll be accounted for. When we return to our cars later in the morning,
sure.
Right?
So I don't feel bad anymore.
All right. So Grand Theft Karting is already been done this morning. The Web.com Tours Winco Foods Portland Open will start this a.m. 7:10 is the very first tee time that will go off this morning here at the Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club's Witch Hollow Golf Course. There's going to be 25. Count them, 2-5 PGA Tour cards distributed on the 18th green, which is directly in front of us on Sunday. These guys are playing not just for a chance to get on the tour, but their livelihoods, man. This is a cool thing, and this is the last regular season event of the Web.com season.
And you and I both had the chance to be a part of it last year and walk around and watch these guys play. I think everyone that's out there that has the opportunity to come out and watch real golf, because I don't know, all of us think about, well, wait a minute, it's not the PGA Tour. These guys are really, really good, and this is high-quality golf. A lot of these guys have spent time on the tour. Some have been on, some have been off on the big tour. This is it's a well-run event. It's high class. You can look at all the corporate tents. The course is in amazing shape. I mean, look at it. It's a just beautiful and manicured. So come out and watch some really, really good golf.
It is. This is big time. And it is the future stars of tomorrow. Guys like Bubba Watson, Justin Rose, they've played on this tour. Handfuls of other guys, too. We'll be giving you name dropping all day long throughout the course of the show. Crawford is back in the studio. And as we start every show, let's get to it. The wake-up call.
I remember it was just like yesterday.
You know, I don't know if you know this about the wake-up call. I put hard work into this, and I try to find things that are relevant. You know what happened on this date in 1946?
Anything good?
Yeah, Ben Hogan won his first major as a golfer.
He's a pretty good player.
The PGA Championship, guess where it was held?
Can you give me a hint?
It was in the state of Oregon.
Oh, was it at Portland Golf Club?
It was at Portland Golf Club.
Yes, it was.
The 1946 PGA Championship was held at the Portland Golf Club, and Ben Hogan on this date won the PGA Championship, the first major of his Hall of Fame career. How about that for a little bit of synergy, right? It's a golf tournament, the Portland Open.
Hey, here's a little bit of trivia. Okay. Did you know Ben Hogan, you can attribute to all those nice lanes when you walk off the tee, you know, little cut grass lanes?
Yeah.
He did that one time. He said he wore his trousers. His trousers got wet. He said, I hit every fairway, I hit every green, and my trousers are wet. Oh. Give me a walkway. So that's why you have those nice walkways.
Ben Hogan and Cam Cleland, the only people that use the word trousers.
Yes.
You're fired.
Today.
We've got a dude to our left dropping putts right now. He makes it look a lot easier than we do.
Yep.
We're at the Winco Foods Portland Open. What do you mean?
I'm a good putter.
You're a great. Are you a good putter?
Good.
Good?
You almost
what
said great.
What is a good putter?
The ones that go in.
Okay. Well, I'm a good putter, too, because sometimes they go in. They take me a while, but you know what?
Right.
They go in.
Yeah, okay.
Ish. They go in ish.
Ish.
Ish. Today, we are out at the Winco Foods Portland Open at Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club. Come visit us, huh? If you're in the area, just come on by. It's golf. It's great. Let's do this. Former Husky golfer Alex Prue is set to join us later this hour, either 6:15, maybe 6:30.
Maybe.
We're not quite sure.
Yeah, 7:10 tee time he has.
This whole show. No, he's at.
I thought he was.
7:10 is the first one. He's at 8:10.
Oh, I'm sorry, 8:10.
We're not going to make him do an interview like right before he goes
not?
Off the tee.
I'm the guy that likes to get out of the car, get right on the first tee.
Oh, really? You think that?
The more warm-up, it's just not very good.
Okay.
Just get and go.
Time to wake up.
All right. Ryan Barnes is going to be the starting quarterback for Stanford. Week one against Kansas State, huh? A bit of an upset in that quarterback battle. Most people thought it was going to be Keller Christ getting the nod as the starting quarterback for Stanford. But it'll be Ryan Barnes. Here's the interesting thing, though. David Shaw saying Christ will play against Kansas State. So what do you make of that whole thing?
Well, I don't know. They want to get both guys experience. You need to give a starter. You need to call a starter. You need to make sure somebody's going to be the first guy in there. But every coach knows when you have two guys that are pretty close, you got to give them time because one will start to separate.
Yeah, this kind of tells me we heard that Keller Christ is going to be the next Andrew Luck. When Andrew Luck took over for Tevita Pritchard, it was Andrew Luck's job, right?
Yeah.
And then when he left, it was Josh Nunez and Kevin Hogan battling for the starting job. With it being Barnes and Christ together, either Barnes is they got two Andrew Lucks. Or they got none.
Do you like when guys say the next and there
right.
is no next anybody.
Well,
you're you.
Okay.
Just be you. Don't next me. I don't like that.
Of course.
Hey, wake up. I said wake up.
The sun rises really fast. I have not noticed this. It was like dark when we started the show. It's getting light. Yesterday the Patriots we thought were cutting their starting center, Brian Stork. Turns out they were just trading him to the Redskins for an undisclosed draft pick.
Supposedly.
Right.
But now, guess what he's doing?
What?
He's going to say he's going to retire.
Really? Because
nobody wants to go play for the Redskins. That came from the Patriots.
Josh Norman does.
Yeah, that
came from the Patriots. Okay.
Keyword
He says he may retire due to concussions and... That's an interesting thing that the Patriots would cut their starting center because they covet offensive linemen.
They love offensive linemen, and he's only in his second year.
As a starter for
the Patriots.
Entering his third year as a starter, but they were like, nope. So concussions may be
concussions, I think there's a little bit, a few things going on inside there. We'll never know because Belichick will say head.
What?
Head.
Head?
Injury.
Head injury.
Head.
Head injury.
His
head.
Or is he hurt?
His head,
the head.
Fell off.
Yep.
Completely.
Now he's gone.
Forever.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Wake the f*** up!
Man. These dudes don't miss putts.
Well, that's why they're here. Yeah.
We'll have much more about this later, but the San Diego Chargers seem like they're a dumpster fire of an organization right now. They have pulled their offer to first-round pick Joey Bosa.
Not surprised. Really not surprised at all. I'm just really surprised that it's gone this long, but I'm not surprised that it's the San Diego Chargers that are deciding to stand on this mountain and be willing to fight for the number 3 draft pick and make this much of a headline for their team going into the season.
You know, as we talk about this and this story kind of develops and more comes out, this is a weird one because there's people on both sides of this where it's like, really, Bosa, this is going to be the hill that you die on? And this is going to be how you miss your first year of being a professional is due to the fact that there's offset language that's in most contracts?
Yeah, either way, you know, some people like to have their breaking point.
Right.
Seems like Joey Bosa's breaking point is the fact he's willing to miss the season. I mean, how many guys have we seen hold out eventually when you have no leverage? It's all about leverage. If you don't have leverage anymore, then what are you going to do?
I think the big question in all of this is, does the offset language really bother him? Or does being drafted by the San Diego Chargers bother him more?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. Hey, when you're talking about a couple million dollars that you wouldn't be guaranteed just for the sake of the Chargers not believing in that they draft you third, that you won't be around for that fourth and fifth year.
Right.
A couple million dollars.
But you're the third pick. You should be around for those couple of years, man.
Yeah, the key word there, should be.
All right. We are out here live at the Winco Foods Portland Open at Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club. It is the final full field event of the Web.com Tour's regular season. And then they start the playoff. A little run. It is 25 PGA Tour cards will be handed out right here in the borough. I guess people from out here will get really upset if we call it Hillsboro. This is Mountaindale, all right?
I did not know
we're
that.
In Mountaindale.
I'm leaning on you. This is your hood.
Yeah, Mountaindale's that big hill right back there. You know, you'll see some real hillbilly stuff when you go up the road a little bit ways.
Hey, you forgot where I grew up, brother.
Yeah, well, if you want to go back there, if you want to feel like you're at home,
sure.
Head up the hill yonder because I know a few people that live up there. It's like that show on the Discovery Channel, Bootleggers. Like this is
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Moonshiners.
You look at this place and it is pristine. It is one of the nicest golf courses in the state of Oregon, which has some of the nicest golf courses in the United States.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Go up the hill about 2 miles, you're in a different planet.
Few cars in the yard, tires.
On blocks.
On blocks?
Yeah.
A few cars.
This is my area, man. I love this place.
I love it.
All right. Let's see. Where do we start here? We've got Alex Pru, former Husky golfer, looking to make a name for himself on the PGA Tour. He will join us this hour. He may be joining us next. But if he doesn't, Washington State may have the biggest signal that they're a legit contender in college football. An arrest for something stupid, huh? Irrational behavior might be something that our listeners are accustomed to. 55305 is the text line. Dustin Cam on the Fan.
Live from Pumpkin Ridge in the 2016 Winco Foods Portland Open, this is Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
Cam has been arrested. He is not with us for the rest of the show for grand theft karting this morning.
That sucks.
So, just me here.
Cam is not an idiot.
No, we're here.
We had a licensed official show up with a badge. And they said, sir, we're going to need to escort you off the grounds.
Look.
For cart theft.
We're going to need to talk here a little bit.
It was dark. I mean, what did you want us to do?
I don't know. But
you're making me feel bad. Like I did something against the law.
You really shouldn't.
I didn't steal it off grounds. We just used it you know what we did? We cart Ubered. We used the local facility.
Uh-huh.
It was there. It had a key in it.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those things where if it has a key in it, you use it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if that's what you think how Uber works, then...
Doesn't it? You just send a signal and someone comes and picks you up?
Sir, you stole that car. No, it's his Uber,
right?
No,
it's an Uber. I mean, it just
keys are in it.
You can track me. We all have a phone. You can't hide anymore.
We're going. Well, maybe you should go and maybe UW was not your calling. Maybe you should have played at Washington State. with your criminal activity
lately. I see
what
you did there. I see what you did.
Washington State starting safety, Shalom Luani, has been arrested and is being accused of breaking a man's nose outside of a Domino's because his food was taking too long and a disagreement started.
Well, I will tell you what, when it comes to pizza and when you're in college and when you want your pizza on time, I do get that because at my time in Seattle, our pizza of choice was Pizza Time. And Pizza Time, majority of time, was on time. And it was cheap. Okay. It was $10.
Oh, that's good.
So I'd always tip him an extra $2 because I felt like I was a high tipper.
Because you were a big spender. That's 20%, dude.
Hey, come on. I'm telling you what. When you're in college, $10 goes to $2.
Yeah.
$10 pizza at 11 o'clock at night? Damn it. I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Well, good for you for tipping 20% at that time. And, this just basically comes... look, he is a starting safety. It's not good news if you're a Coug, right? Because you're sitting there.
I don't expect it.
What?
No, it's not good news. He contributes on the football team. It's not good news when you have distractions. Because don't we remember what happened with the Cougars earlier in the season?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say is you lost to Portland State at the beginning of last year.
Yeah.
And now you lose your starting safety, who was honorable mention all Pac-12 last year, mind you. This isn't like some scrub, and you're out for Eastern Washington, which is very comparable to Portland State in the Big Sky because they're both high-end teams and good for the Big Sky level.
Don't we quickly forget also the frat party fight that was earlier in the year, too, was this summer.
What happened with that?
Yeah, the frat party brawl, I guess I would call it. I don't know.
Yeah.
A couple guys. One was a broken jaw.
What? Yeah, what?
Not just a broken jaw. A dislocated and shattered jaw.
What happened?
I don't know. It's the Cougar, and it just, you know, they just donated some Pabst Blue Ribbon and everything was fine.
Well, I mean, that could happen.
Yeah.
But this, to me, is the signifier that Washington State has arrived as a legitimate contender in the college football playoff.
Certainly.
You know, because when you get arrested for doing stupid stuff, that means your program is really good.
Well, pizza is very important at night. Like I said, I mean, when... You need your pizza.
Do you ever do anything dumb when you got drunk in college like this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, not break somebody's jaw and get arrested, but any regrettable mistakes?
I think I did more things, you know, in my era, there was a lot of early Madden and college football rumbles where you'd get that one dorm kid that was pretty good at it, and then he would say he was better, and he would challenge you, and then he would talk some S to you after he beat you in college football 95. There might have been some young people hung over the balconies at the 11th floor for that. I'm not saying that ever happened. We never did anything like that.
I don't know.
That's about as risky as I got. I just, you know, that there were, you could get away with so much more compared to now. Everybody's got a smartphone. Everybody's got a camera on you. You don't have the luxuries as you used to have as other athletes. College athletes are always under scrutiny. They're always going to be eyes and ears out, and everybody wants to do it. You know why? Because it's going to make them famous on Twitter, so they don't care.
This is something that if you say go back to when you were in college, I mean, these sorts of things would happen, and we wouldn't find out. It wouldn't be on, you know, foxsports.com, and it wouldn't be a national story and be on the bottom line ticker on ESPN in SportsCenter because of the fact that you look at the – it would have been just swept under the rug. And probably Shalom Luani would not be suspended at all if this was 20 years ago, but he's probably going to be suspended for at least the Washington State game, right?
We'll definitely see what Coach Leach decides to do. Or will this be a university issue or will it be a straight police issue? Because obviously this guy is going to file charges. I mean, you just never know what you're going to do. You could receive a felony charge here of assault.
Man.
That's no joke. You can't mess around with that at all.
As Cam Cleland would say, that sucks.
It does suck.
That does suck. And this is a dicey situation because...
Over a pizza. That better have been a good pizza. Do we know what pizza company it was?
Apparently he was at Domino's.
Oh, it was Domino's.
Yeah, apparently.
I would say Round Table's worth it. I don't dislike Domino's. I really do. Mm-hmm. But, boy, you really got to make sure that's a good pizza.
Yeah, I don't know. They've changed their formula. I've seen those commercials.
Their crusts are so much better.
It's pretty good.
It is.
It's a lot better now.
Yes.
And when you're drunk, everything tastes a little bit better.
I think they should go back to the 30 minutes or free so we could see the drivers scrambling like they did back in our day.
But I'll go ahead and I'll throw this one out here. No pizza is good enough for assault.
No.
He broke the dude's nose because his pizza was late.
Yeah.
I've been pushed to almost that extent. I remember it was 4th of July and we were at Jack in the Box. And the owner, like, there's a big line at Jack in the Box when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't this past 4th of July, in case you're wondering. And the owner of the Jack in the Box is like, hey, did you know that there's a rule that if your order takes longer than 2 minutes, you get a free
Did you have a
cheesecake.
Stopwatch handle with you?
I did. Because it took so long. I got 3 free cheesecakes.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was...
I don't want a cheesecake, though. Mix in something else. 3 free cheesecakes?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I guess 3, you can't go wrong.
Because I made 3 orders, and it kept taking too long, so I was done with it. Text coming up at 55305. 5 more arrests, and the Cougs will be Notre Dame level. You know? Oh. Notre Dame, by the way, doesn't have a starting quarterback either. They have not named their starting quarterback either for this year, and they had 6 guys arrested last week, and let's hope this weekend brings some more fireworks to the
Fighting Irish. What? Going into the season, the last thing you need is distractions that are off-field distractions. No matter what, we can laugh at this and think it's silly. It is. It just affects your team, especially when you're talking about a starter. We wouldn't have the same conversation if this was a walk-on or someone 3 down the depth chart. We're talking about somebody that's a contributor, and everybody needs to understand that. You have to put your team first.
Yeah, I bet there is a question that Mike Leach asks, and it'll be the most sarcastic, and it'll be just a total barb. I bet you he sits Luani in his office and asks him if he actually got his pizza. Do you think he actually got the pizza, or do you think he ran away? Because they arrested him. He's still on scene.
I think he was probably eating the pizza, celebrating.
Yeah. I don't think that helps your order if you punch the guy in the face that's taking it.
No.
All right. Well, Shalom Luani, starting safety for Washington State, arrested for punching a dude in the face because his pizza took too long. Way to go, dude. That's a great sign of things.
Good for you, Cougars.
Hey, let's pump the brakes here because we don't know. There could be a few arrests over the weekend for the Huskies.
Yeah, at any time. At any time. Any college, anywhere.
And if history has been one has shown us, it's that the big time programs that are ready to win are the ones that have players arrested. Yeah. Notre Dame, Alabama, huh? How about that? Florida State, Florida, huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you got to have a little bit of, you got to have some risk.
You said this. What was
80% of your team? Remember?
Coach Lambright said this, or was it?
Multiple coaches know that you got to have a little bit of. You got to have a few guys going on the edge. If you're gonna put together a good team, that are always edge.
You had a percentage thing that one of your coaches said. What was it? 80% you want to be normal, and then you want like 20% to be
On the edge.
20% to be on the edge.
I think so. I think there's, if I remember correctly, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head. Oh. Who were we talking to that did say that?
It was you.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, I could have swore it was you. All right, we'll look this up.
I might have said that. I just don't remember.
You just don't know remember what the numbers are right now?
I had 7 concussions I know of. I don't remember things on every day.
All right, we are out here at the Winco Foods Portland Open, the final full field event of the Web.com Tour. And coming up next, your UW brethren. I don't believe that he has punched anybody outside of a Domino's like Washington State.
Are you trying to say golfers aren't tough?
No, I'm not saying. Oh. I don't think that's tough. I think that's dumb to punch somebody in the face over
a
pizza.
I've had many altercations on the golf course because guys don't hit into me.
Alex Prue will join us next. Here's Crawford with SportsCenter first.
Let's get texty.
I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
24 Niner 5.
6, 7, 8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Text us now at 55305. Message and data rates may apply.
Just want to leave my number. Anyway, I think I was weird or desperate.
This is Textual Relations on the show that likes to be, over text. Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080.
The brain of that person to actually say that?
The Fan.
All right, Alex Crawford, our producer, is definitely listening back at the studio.
Is he in there?
What?
We don't hear from him
very
often.
Yeah, I know, because he was definitely on it when we said that we were going to have another Alex on the program, but he just wasn't listening. He thought it was himself. We're not doing textual relations right now. We have got former UW golfer. He'll be playing out here today in the web.com Winco Foods Portland Open out at Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club. Alex Prue, former UW. Golfer. Hey, thank you for joining us, man. How you doing?
No problem. I'm doing great, and it's great to be out here.
Okay, first thing that we got to start with, since college football is right around the corner, are the Huskies going to win the Pac-12 this year?
Wow.
Because everybody seems to be
sure
on that train.
I sure hope so. I mean, I was just shocked to see they're ranked 14, you know, but...
I like how you said shocked, as we all are. I know, we all are.
But their defense has been looking great the last couple years, and with Peterson coming around, finally getting all his guys in there, you got to believe that offense is going to start kicking into gear.
Hey, so golf season, you guys, winter, in like late fall winter, that is when you guys, like the season is over for you. Are a lot of golfers out here, are they big like college and NFL fans?
Because I definitely think so. I mean, it's... that season definitely where we get our most free time to get away and actually go to a lot of sporting events. Like last winter, I was able to go to a Seahawks game because I was off.
Perfect.
So,
are you? You know, we were talking about what you like to do in the off season or anything. Now home is back in Spokane.
Yes.
And you just came from the other side of the country. Where?
Greensboro, North
Greensboro.
Carolina.
We were talking off camera a little bit about how hot it is and out here about the change. And when you're traveling throughout this, what is the hardest thing when you're on this tour, when you're out here? And I know a lot of the listeners think it's just glitz and glam and you're just driving around and you're in your private jets and all this stuff. It's a grind, and there's a lot of great players. I was telling everybody earlier that these guys, I watch you guys play golf. It's amazing how good everybody is and how close the line. Can you talk about how close the line is between this tour and the big tour?
It's a fine line because, I mean, in Greensboro, North Carolina, I was at the PGA Tour event, mm-hmm. and had I not bogeyed in the last hole, I probably would have finished like 22nd, 23rd or something like that, finished 33rd. So, I mean, there is a fine line where there was a point even in that tournament where I was one or two shots, maybe one shot a day from being in contention for the golf tournament versus, you know, finishing in middle of the pack on the weekend. And I'm not going to say I'd love to run away with this tournament, but it's going to be the same type of competition. You can't make those mistakes, and literally there's that fine line in each round where it could be that one shot whether you're in contention and or not playing.
Alex Prue is our guest, a former University of Washington golfer. He is out here at the Winco Foods Portland Open presented by Kraft Heinz, Pumpkin Ridge, Witch Hollow. What do you think of the track out here? I mean, the web.com tour puts on great events. This event out here at Pumpkin Ridge, you've gotten a chance to play the course before. What do you think of Pumpkin Ridge?
Pumpkin Ridge is awesome. I mean, it's one of my favorite on this golf tour, and I say it's probably one of the closest golf courses that could be a PGA Tour event, difficulty-wise and such. I mean, it's hosted a couple of U.S. Amateurs. That speaks for itself right there.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure those two winners of those U.S. Amateurs were pretty good guys, Tiger Woods and Ryan Moore. So, I mean, they've got a pretty good career on that PGA Tour. So, but that being said, no, it's a great golf course, awesome condition, and the weather looks perfect this week. So,
you're a Northwest golfer. How come it's been so hard over the years to get a stop, get a consistent, a big-time tour stop? You know, we had the Open at Chambers, and we've seen it. Everybody loves golf up here. Everybody thinks that, oh, it's the Northwest, it's not as bad. Why do you think that it's been not just a struggle? This is a huge event. Don't get me wrong. This is, like you said, this track is gorgeous. Do you see a big-time event coming here consistently in the Northwest?
You know, I'd love to. I think I'm always pestering the guys on the PGA Tour and the staff and stuff like that. I'm like, come on, guys, look at the Northwest here. It's 85, 90 degrees, sunny every single day during the summer. Let's get something out here. I mean, it's just there's this logistic nightmare of wet time slot.
Right.
You know, there's not a ton of off weeks right now, and, you know, the tour has their West Coast swing, but that's in January, February, which would probably not be the best place in the Northwest to come up here. But I would love it if they did. I mean, there's too many golf courses to pick from, too, that you could host an event.
You were, well, obviously, the Olympics happened this year. I wanted to get your feeling and thoughts on how you thought that went. I know bias-wise, I'm a Ryder Cup huge fan. I mean, team golf, and when you get to put your flag on, don't get me wrong, it's the most amazing experience to be able to be for your country. How did you think it went for the Olympics when you watched it as a solo event?
I'm very curious to see if they will tweak it at all to be a team event. Because, I mean, Ryder Cups and stuff like that, when you're wearing your flag and playing, trying to represent your country, I think those guys get behind the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup so much more. But also, this is year one, you know, and you never know if they're going to tweak it. But I think it did turn out to be a success from, you know, the viewer standpoint and whatnot. But, you know, I think it would be fun as a team event, you know. Kind of.
Do you think the top guys will eventually show up? Do you think some of the best in the world?
I think eventually it will. I mean, but it just needs to get more prestigious of an event. And, you know, unfortunately, it just isn't there yet. And
yeah.
You never know, because 4 years from now, it might get just a little more hype. You know, it just takes time.
You know, we were talking about this, and I want to ask you this question, because it came out, like Rory McIlroy said before the Open Championship, was it? That he goes, I could be doing all sorts of performance-enhancing drugs and nobody would even know the difference. Do you think that, or how many, are golfers guys that are doing performance-enhancing drugs? Because people on the outside were going, would a golfer do a performance-enhancing drug?
Not many. I mean, I think there's, over the time, there's been a couple guys that, you know, coming off of an injury just to get back quicker and maybe stronger and stuff like that. But I don't remember the last time I hit the gym or anything of the sort, so I know they're not going to help me, and I still hit the ball plenty long, but I've also never been injured. So it's that, yeah, maybe. I mean, there's guys that have gotten in trouble a little bit here and there, but not many.
But guys are doing more fitness. Don't you think that golf has become more about, look at just body shapes and guys are longer? I mean, you're it's not like, I mean, look at me. Look at you. You're hitting the ball 30 yards by me on consistently. And you know it is. It's not always about just being big and strong. It's about, hey, how can I be stronger? How can I be more flexible and impact it?
Flexibility, you know? And endurance, getting through. I mean, you're out there on the golf course for 5 straight hours and you're warming up for an hour before. So, I mean, realistically, you're 6 straight hours of golf. So, I mean, what other sport is going for that length of time?
Right.
Alex Pru is our guest. He'll be playing out here. You tee off at 8:10, so we don't want to keep you too much longer, get you going out there. But real quick before you go, was there any other option for you except for golf? You come from a golf family. I mean, there's...
I definitely did come from a golf family. Fortunately, they never pushed me, but I would say the one sport that I really miss doing because of my career, I don't have the time. I grew up snow skiing. Loved that. Would have loved to somehow made a career out of that. But unfortunately, that's the biggest sport that I miss participating in myself, just because we just never have the time. Not an injury factor or anything. I'll go if I can go, but I just never have the time anymore.
Oh, perfect.
Oh.
All right. Hey, man, we'll be rooting for you. We'll be out there. We get done at 9, so we're going to track you down after that.
I can just follow the purple is all I'm doing. Follow that W on that bag.
Of course you are. Alex Pru, he tees off at 8:10 this morning at the Winco Foods Portland Open out here at Pumpkin Ridge, Witch Hollow. Thank you very much. Good luck to you, man.
Thank you,
Thanks,
guys.
Alex.
All right. When we come back, we're going to let's talk about this Hope Solo situation. Another Husky, huh?
Oh, great. She's a great segue there.
Let's keep talking about these
Huskies. I don't
claim
her.
She got booted from Team USA soccer team. That next, Dustin Cam on the Fan.
Live from the Winco Foods Portland Open, presented by Kraft Heinz. This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
More Husky talk. How about Hope Solo, huh? Carrying that purple banner for Team USA.
You know what? Is that a marriage made in heaven? Do you realize it's Jeremy Stevens? Former Husky tight end. And Hope Solo.
So
I just want them to have kids, just so I can see a reality show
that doesn't need
based
to
on Hope Solo and Jeremy. I would watch that over and over again. That'd be number one on my DVR list.
No, I mean, if you, in
all
honesty, like you sit there and if you were to ask like a Duck fan or a Cougar fan, like, what do you hate about Washington? They'd say that marriage.
Would that be number one on the list of like, things you hate?
Like just look at that, and that's what we're going to go with
man.
Here. But Hope Solo, was it first came out that she was suspended for 6 months from Team USA Soccer for her.
Does that really do anything? 6 months suspension?
Because
what are these soccer? What are the girls when once you for the U.S. team? What do they make? Is it suspended without pay?
I don't know.
Are they? Did she get suspended from her endorsements? It sounds like it's a slap on the hand.
Well, but then it came out because of what she said following Team USA's loss to Sweden, which was she called them cowards for the way they played, even though Team USA dominated in time of possession and shot 27 shots and only got one goal out of it. She called Sweden cowards and they ended up winning whatever. Like, I don't really care what happened here is the big
thing. Semantics of it, right?
But she just basically said the way they played was cowardly and the better team lost that day. So Team USA said, all right, well, look, this is not a big deal, but this is a big issue that we've had with her, which is several things in a row, right? Mainly, she was suspended for 30 days for her and her husband going out and getting a Dewey in like a Team USA van, right? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And that was a 30-day suspension, so she had to be on her best behavior. And when things like you think you're on a, you know you're on a short leash, and then something like this happens, I think Team USA is just like, all right, we're done with her.
Well, I don't know if they're done with her. I mean, look, she's an amazing goalie. I mean, let's call it what it is. That's why she's on that team. It's about her athletic talent and how can they continue to have somebody who's as good as she is as a keeper.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how many teams and how many athletes do we eventually always look at and we consistently ridicule and you go, what are we expecting? I mean, every single time, and I'm not defending this, I think she's absolutely sounds like an idiot. Mm-hmm. When you say for a team that you're competing against to game plan against you and they weren't doing what you wanted them to do, that's the object of the damn game. And so that doesn't make any sense.
You know
so
what?
That doesn't make any sense at all. But we're expecting Hope Solo to actually take things and have critical thinking and have comments that are thoughtful. I mean, realistically.
Yeah. There's two sides of this argument, though, because I do tend to believe that this is incredibly harsh for those comments. I mean, but if this is the last straw, then you see why Team USA does it, right?
I don't know if it's a last straw, but again, in competition, shouldn't you be allowed? Don't you think you should be allowed to be critical?
Right. Well, yeah.
And emotions, too. How many times do we want people under those situations, anytime you comment, although I do think it's a stupid comment, look who we're talking about here.
We want our athletes to be honest, and then Team USA suspends her for her honesty and how she felt, right?
Then we don't want them to be honest,
whether
it's
right or wrong, she said what she felt. And, well, when you say what you feel, there can be repercussions for it. But,
true.
You know, on... And so I can see why people will say this is way too harsh. But on the other hand, if you take everything that has happened, I think that they're just saying, we're done. And I think this says more to the fact that, like, there isn't a better goalie than her. You know, because if there was, they would have gotten rid of her a long time ago. Whether it was the arrest for beating up her nephew or whatever it was.
Yeah. Well, think about this. Think about this action. Okay, I'm going to make a slight comparison, and let's react to it. And honestly, Josh Norman comes out, James Harrison... Mm-hmm. Destroying their boss, let's call it what it is, making their boss sound like a de facto idiot.
Roger Goodell,
that would be Roger Goodell. Okay, they called him out and said, this is our supposed leader. Mm-hmm. They ridiculed him. They said everything bad about it. And we've watched guys that are employees that are paid by the NFL large amounts of money to discredit the man that is leading their entire league. And Hope Solo just makes a comment about the combination of, these guys didn't compete the way I wanted to, called them cowards. I know it's overreaction, but we really do pick and choose quite a bit when somebody is wrong, but I think it is.
About it.
This is her track record. She's going to die on this sword because she's constantly staying on the edge.
Yeah, if it was, Alex Morgan that said this or Megan Rapinoe or, insert USA women's team member here, anyone else but Hope Solo.
Yeah.
It doesn't get the reaction. It doesn't garner a suspension. But the people that are sitting there and saying that this is egregious, you have to look at the history. And the history is the reason why this suspension comes down the way it does. And, the NFL one is interesting because, the idea of the Olympics and the idea of Team USA is sportsmanship and saying tipping your cap when you get beat, right?
Yeah.
in not complaining and not saying things like that. And I think that that is just, you know, it's the whole ugly American thing that Hope Solo got caught up in.
I'm going to call out soccer aficionado guy. Just said, I need to preface and not say goalie, because goalie is hockey. Goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Is soccer.
Well, come on, get it together, you.
Sorry. Make sure I comment on when I'm on the pitch and make sure they have good kits and their boots are really good, too.
You are a football Neanderthal over here, huh? Good
PC soccer guy is going to get me. I like soccer.
Text at 55305. Nobody but Hope Solo would say it. That's a dumb argument about if anybody else said it. You're taking it far too literally. It's the history, and that's the reason why she's being suspended. Like, it's if anybody else said it, yeah, they wouldn't be suspended because this is a history of doing and saying stupid things on her part. Like,
yeah.
And she's finally going to feel the repercussion of it. And whatever, if people want to say that she shouldn't be suspended, more power to you. But
can we just agree that this Olympics has had two faces from the United States of America that have absolutely made themselves and our country look like idiots?
Yes, Ryan Lochte, Hope Solo.
Okay,
sure.
So I know we don't want to pigeonhole our entire country into two people and two athletes.
Right.
But everyone else outside of our country is going to look at us that way.
No doubt about it.
Which is comical because everybody has idiots.
Here's the thing. Like, North Korea was at the games and we're the bad guys.
Yeah, we're the ones that pee in the locker room. Or, I'm sorry. Pee in the urinate all over a bathroom.
Yeah.
And then make comments about not competing and being cowards.
Yeah.
We're the bad guys.
Difference is Harrison was right. Hope Solo's wrong. There's a big, big difference.
Yeah. I tend to agree with that.
You know what? There is another prominent NFL player who has called out Roger Goodell. We have that in the next hour. Plus, also, Joey Bosa in the San Diego Chargers. This has kicked up another notch, and it's starting to get really ugly. What's next for these two sides? Will Joey Bosa ever be a San Diego Charger? Dusty and Cam on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.